A reading from the writings of St. Peter Julian Immard. St. Mary Magdalene continued. Holy Writ speaks no more of Magdalene after the Ascension. According to a venerable and long-standing tradition, the Jews placed Martha, Mary, and Lazarus on a decimated ship and launched it out upon the high seas to have them meet with certain death. But the friend of former days still loved them. Jesus became their pilot and helmsman. He led them to Marseille and gave them to the French, his friends, and the eldest of his family. Lazarus died a martyr. The beautiful land of Provence had to be watered with his blood before the faith could blossom there. Martha went up as far as Tarascon, and gathering a community of virgins about her, performed spiritual and corporal works of charity throughout the surrounding country. Magdalene withdrew upon a mountain as though to draw nearer to God. There she found a grotto, which without doubt had been prepared by angelic hands. But she soon had too many visitors, and not having enough time to converse with her good master, she went up higher to a rugged peak, and there communed with God alone. There she spent the last days of her life. She prayed, and she continued in her own life the mysteries of Jesus Christ. Jesus was constantly visiting her. Priests brought her Holy Communion. And when she was at the point of death, St. Maximinus, one of the 72 disciples of our Savior, gave her communion with his own hand. She had accompanied Jesus at his death. This good Savior rendered her the same service and the same honor. She died in France, and we are proud of it. We possess her holy relics. That is one of the strongest proofs of the love of Jesus Christ has for France. He sent us his friends. They are in our midst. Let us hope Magdalene's prayers and merits will entitle France to God's mercy, provided it imitates her repentance and her love of Jesus Christ, who lives in France and dwells in its towns and most obscure hamlets. Yes, Jesus Christ loves France as he loved Magdalene and the family of Bethany with love of predilection. Spiritual communion, my Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. A reading from the Imitation of Mary. Conversations. In imagination, I enter Elizabeth's home as Mary came to visit her. What lessons of modesty, humility, discretion, and love I learn there. Elizabeth recognized Mary as mother of her God, showered with gifts and blessings upon her. Praised her greatness and congratulated her on the extraordinary favors God had done for her. Far from letting herself be dazzled by her own dignity, Mary gave back to God the praise offered her and used the occasion to glorify the Lord. She admitted that God, who is mighty, has done great things for me, but she also assigned all glory to him. She did not forget that though she was mother of God, she was also the servant of the Lord. Here sincere humility, with none of that false modesty, that so often mask a secret pride? How many people refuse to the praise offered them because they hope thereby to win even greater praise? Thus they press modesty itself into the service of vanity. Mary and Elizabeth thought only of God and his great deeds and mercies. They were filled with love and found their delight in telling of the wonderful things his wisdom, power, and goodness had accomplished. The mouth speaks whatever fills the heart. You speak only of the world and its empty shows. That is sure proof that you love only the world and that your heart is a victim of its illusions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, most humble,